Now he says, verse 10, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. That's the negative side of it. You're not going to harm anyone. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Now, verses 11 and 12, and that knowing the time, that now it's high time to wake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Now, if Paul said that 1,900 years ago, we ought to say it with a little more urgency in this day in which we're living today. Let me give you my translation. And this, seeing that ye know the time or the season, that now it is the hour for you to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is passing, far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Now this closing section, it's an alarm clock that goes off at this particular time to waken believers who've gone to sleep in the world and forgotten this added incentive for yielding our total personalities to God. My friend, this is no hour, no time for a child of God to live for this world or the things of this world. I think many a businessman today, many a rich Christian, is going to be embarrassed if the Lord comes. How big will your bank account be, my friend? Are you using yourself and that which you possess for God today? How much is He really getting of you? I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you yield your total personalities, all you are, all you have, to God. This is rational. This is reasonable. This is what you ought to be doing, Christian friend. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, and it'll mean you're going to live for God. This idea that preachers can get divorces and live like the world, and then talk about the fact they're premillennial and that they are pre-trib and they're looking for the imminent coming of Christ. My friend, let me be as strong as John the Apostle was. You're a liar. John said, a man is a liar that does that and his lie does not correspond. Let us wake up today, friend. Let us live for God in this hour in which we live. Listen to him. Verse 13, let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting or revelings and drunkenness, not in sexual intercourse and dissolute abandon, not in strife and jealousy. This is what the Word of God says to you today in this day when we talk about the new morality, which is the old life before the flood. And then he says in verse 14, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the desires thereof. Oh, how many Christians today making every provision for the flesh, but making no provision to go into His presence someday. Let's get the Word of God out. Let's begin to put Him first in our lives. My friend, this is all important. This is very important.